And next is our first feature, singer Anna Mudika on why British politicians need to reform. It's read by Karen Buchanan.
I've watched Western politics over the past few years with complete puzzlement. My only conclusion is that the so-called African dictators must be laughing their heads off at the moment. Finally, Western politicians are following what they themselves have been accused of for years: corruption, changes of laws to suit themselves, and refusing to leave office. My question is, what's going on? It's hard to believe the state of our politics at the moment. Don't get me wrong, the political situation back home in Zimbabwe is far from ideal, and there are things that happen which are questionable, but for years the world has considered UK and American higher standards. It's still hard to believe that the Donald Trump era really happened, and the present UK government is adamant that the current crisis we're in will pass and people will simply forgive and forget. Well, I suppose that time will tell. I do enjoy a good political discussion, and BBC's Question Time on a Thursday night is a weekly highlight for me, giving us an opportunity to listen to different people's views. And listening to people explain why they voted for Trump or our current government, for example, the motivation they all have in common is the need for change, the frustration with empty promises made by politicians in the period leading up to elections. However, the post-election period never seems to reflect these promises, and to many, the system feels broken, not just here, but the world over, with no obvious solution. What seems to be lacking is a base of politicians with relevant life experience, who are therefore driven to institute real change. I remember feeling excited as a 19-year-old, getting my voting card for the first time, and no, it wasn't in Zimbabwe, but right here in the UK. At that time, it was the end of an era for the Tories and the beginning of the new Labour Party with an enthusiastic young leader. Yes, Tony Blair. That's when my interest in politics really heightened. There is no doubt that people wanted change, and Blair sounded energetic and passionate. Listening to his campaign song, Things Can Only Get Better, I was enthused by him, happy to listen to him talk. He didn't seem to mince his words. He was straight to the point and always spoke in a direct and forceful manner. So, setting off with my card to the ballot box, I joined many others in putting my X in his box, and Labour went on to win the election. Sadly, however, my admiration and support for Tony Blair vanished quickly with his decisions over the Iraq War, leading to protests in the British streets proclaiming about how wrong the war was. So over the years, I've tried to vote for different parties, and as the next election looms, I'm in even more of a dilemma as who I should vote for. I listen to as many different points of view as possible. I'm sure I'm not alone, though, in questioning what politics is really about nowadays. After so many battles in the past which have given us the right to vote, I'm always going to use my vote, but I have to question how long the politicians can keep making these empty promises. In order to keep the population interested in politics and willing to support whichever government, they have to find a way to restore our confidence and our belief that honesty and fairness will play a part in their decision-making.